The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Ohio State, national champions. Yes, I was pulling for them.
And now that Ryan Day got the monkey off his back, it's time to power rank. Where's Ryan Day in the history of Ohio State coaches?
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
How good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Yellow.
What's going on, Kenny?
Oh, just doing the show. Congratulations to you and your Buckeyes.
So you didn't think I was excited enough today on the show.
I thought I was going to get yelling Lima. I don't know. Anytime I expect you to yell, you don't yell because you're not a yeller. I don't know why I expect you to yell.
I think that is part of what a weird and going to be a complicated season to talk about for Ohio State for years to come. Like, it's awesome to win the national championship. You know, there were times in my life where I thought I would just never have a championship. When I was younger, I'm like, I'll just never get to feel that. We're never going to win anything. We're never going to win the World Series. We're never going to win the Super Bowl. We're never going to win this. Never going to win that. And then they get through it in 2002, and now it made me think anything's possible. Then they hire Urban Meyer, and I'm like, we're going to win every year. And they only won it once with Urban. And I know that sounds greedy, like only once, because there are Browns fans who hate the Buckeyes, who are like, only once. Like, we'd do anything for the Browns to get to the AFC Championship game. We'd do anything for the Browns to host a game. So that I should be on cloud nine when my team wins the championship. And I was on cloud nine last night when I won, but it did not, I'll just be honest, it just didn't have the feeling of the prior two. It just didn't.
Because of?
I think the fact that, you know, there was an all-time low point. I mean, normally championship years, it's just high after high after high. And, you know, there's always adversity. Like the Cavs in 2016, they're down 3-1. They had adversity during the regular season too. They made moves at the deadline. Like there was a roller coaster there, but that roller coaster didn't include, I got to be honest, that Michigan loss was one of the worst losses of my life in any sport
this year.
It might have been the worst. I'm trying to think what would be worse than that. Was there maybe LeBron against Boston when they lost that series?
The Orlando Magic,
but it's a series, so there's a that Michigan that's abrupt. It's like 3 hours from now.
Yeah,
you're either feeling great about life or miserable about life.
Oh, my worst loss was the Florida Ohio State game. That was the worst of my life. Even though, I kept telling my friends because they just thought we were going to win. See, I'm saying we because that's how I felt back then. And I was just like, man, Florida's really fast, guys. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we got Ted Ginn. Okay, well, that's one.
Yep.
And they had Percy Harvin.
I didn't expect, you know, Troy Smith to be gassed in that game.
Yeah.
But I felt like they had a chance. I didn't realize they were just going to get smashed the way they did in that national championship game.
You know what? That was the worst. You're right. That looking back, that one was devastating.
And that one, I was at, again, I was a big Buckeye fan. I was at a party in Columbus, in Columbus.
Yeah. Oh God.
At a party, and I was because my buddy was dating a Kelly, and I was seeing a Kelly. And it was stone silence, man. It was the same stone.
We had a pizza just. Party. We had a pizza party. There were like eight of us. My buddy had a great setup. We walked in so cocky, and I remember all week what I was saying. I used the same tagline. It was so embarrassing. People would be like, "What do you think, Tone?" That wasn't on the radio or anything. You know, it was just me and my buddies. But what do you think, Tone? Like, we got Troy Smith, and they don't. That's what I said. That is what I said.
We felt it was a culmination. It was a culmination, and we were. It was. It was going to be a coronation, basically, and it was anything but.
And they got Chris Leak, and they got Tim Tebow,
that freshman Tim Tebow.
Yep.
Who only got to play on goal line situations.
God, Chris Leak,
and he fooled us every time. Our players. We're so rattled. We're so unprepared. And remember, going into that, I'm like, Jim Tressel's not going to lose a big game. He's just not going to lose.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. I remember going in, I go, the Florida run has been impressive. I said, but Jim Tressel is a mastermind. That guy's not getting out coached by Urban Meyer, who was at Bowling Green a few years ago. Like, it's just not happening. Oh, was I wrong, Kenny? Yeah. but the Michigan game this year, I'll say too, the LSU game, did not. I know we jumped up 10-0 and Beanie Wells had the big touchdown run. Our quarterback was Todd Beckman. And if you look up and down our roster that year, that had to be one of the least talented Ohio State teams.
I talked myself into thinking we had a chance on that one.
And LSU had lost two games, but they were really banged up all year. When they had their studs on defense, they were another animal. And they were fairly healthy for that championship game. So I knew that one was going to be a tough task. And when we were up 10-0, I'm like, maybe. No, they squashed it, and then that one got away from them, too. The Michigan game this year was the lowest. So to have the jubilation of a title last night and to simultaneously forget how I felt wasn't just that night and the next day. It was up until the Tennessee game. It was right up until the Tennessee game. And I got to be honest, I thought, yeah, we're at home, but... I was kind of sounding like Kirk Herbstreit. Are the fans going to turn on us? The first three and out. And what did we do? We kicked their ass.
Yeah, I thought that was a possibility. I thought if you didn't start out hot, the fans would go sour on you. But that was the game I said that I've been pretty good at calling Buckeye games this year. That was the game I said I did not think you were going to lose to Michigan, though. I said, you'll know in the first 5 minutes. And boy, did you know in the first 5 minutes if Ohio State was going to win that football game. And I still felt... You know, I remember Notre Dame scored in the opening drive, and I go, don't do this. Don't make an idiot of me again about the guarantees. I did say that out loud. I'm like, well, let's see this drive. And then they score, and I go, that's it. They're going to win. And I'm glad they won. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for my son, who watched the first half with me in the living room. Then I was like, all right, you got to go to watch it in your room. You got to go to pseudo bed because you're still nine, but you don't have school tomorrow.
It's cool
so
that he wanted to watch it. That's awesome.
Of course, yeah. He's a football guy. He's a football guy. Like so, he wants to see it, and I'm glad he saw him win, and I'm glad he felt excited about it, and I'm glad he's a Buckeye fan. He'll have his own decisions to make. Hopefully, he doesn't make the same mistakes I did in school, and because I was only interested in doing homework. That's why I never. I mean, my GPA was like 2.6. Was that what it was? I think it was. So it wasn't nearly good enough to get into Ohio State. It was good enough to get into Akron and Kent. And I went to Akron.
So, I have heard people kind of speak for Ohio State fans over the last month.
2.7.
Which was very, very interesting. Like, this Van Latham was on with Russillo.
I love that guy.
And he's like, I don't think you guys realize that for a lot of Ohio State fans, this was him talking. He's like, for a lot of Ohio State fans, this season's a failure no matter what. And I'm like, who are you speaking to? Because none of my friends are saying that. Nobody I know was saying that. I watched the game, the semifinals.
I would disagree with him.
Eight other guys. We were all going nuts. We weren't talking about the Michigan game. There would be a stray comment like, where was this game plan, you know, against Oregon and against SC? Where was this game plan against
I think
Michigan?
You just look at it not like a bad day.
So you do. You look
at
it.
Yeah, that's all.
You look at it as a bad day. There can't possibly really be Ohio State fans that are still talking about the Michigan game when you win the national.
I think they've lost the plot.
Other than a reference
if,
point.
If that's the case, they must live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they've lost the plot. Because it doesn't matter as much now.
It's funny you say that.
If they would have lost to Tennessee, or if they would have lost at any point, if they would have lost to Notre Dame, like, I think that it's open season on Ryan Day again. It's open season on the program. Like, that was the stakes. Now, if they would have beaten Michigan, it's odd. If they would have beaten Michigan, kind of want to ask this: if they would have beaten Michigan and lost to Texas, or lost to Notre Dame in the national championship game, how does – today's not the day to do what if. Like, I'm not going to ask that online. I'm going to get killed. But, like, what if they would have what if they would have beat Michigan, got to the national championship game, lost to Notre Dame? How would people feel about Ryan Day?
I think there's a lot of what ifs.
Oh, that's, that's a great question.
I think a lot of Notre Dame fans would be I think a lot of Michigan fans would be excited until, well, it's Notre Dame. So – like, they don't like Notre Dame either.
No.
So I think they would say something, and then you would just go, yeah, well, we beat you. We beat you. We got off the Schneid. We beat you. Okay, well, we won the last national championship. Oh, okay. All right. So it kind of – I think it would kind of zero it out. But, you know, maybe I can ask that tomorrow, ever since the confetti falls a little bit more, dust clears.
I was coming up with some crazy Browns thoughts like that, too, when it comes to rivalries, and I'm like – what if I told you, and you can think about this one, you don't have to answer right now. What if I told you the Browns win the Super Bowl, let's say next year, they win the Super Bowl, but part of the deal is the Steelers win the next five after that and beat you in the AFC Championship game in some of those years.
Okay,
would you take it?
That's a little beyond the pale.
You'd still take it, right? You'd still take it, Owen?
Man, five in a row?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's fun. It's fun to have ridiculous conversations. Anyway, think about that.
Browns prison.
Think about that. We'll talk about it another time. You're talking about if you're a Buckeye fan in Ann Arbor. I had to go to the Michigan... I didn't even...
Message board?
I didn't even bother with Notre Dame. I went to the Michigan Reddit board.
Okay. Is that MGo blog? Oh, no, it's just a Reddit.
Yeah, I didn't even go to that site, too, but here's what we have. You want to go through some of the topics?
Yep.
Only gold pants they get this year is beating Notre Dame. And they have this meme with check marks, Michigan and Ohio State this year and last year. And it all favors last year's Michigan
team. I'm sure it does.
Next one. How many OSU fans do you think are buying this shirt, national champions, with... And we talked about that today on the air, too. I don't think you can buy that shirt, by the way. But that's for another discussion. This front page ESPN article references Michigan 23 times. It's Andrea Adelson's article, and it mentions Michigan 23 times. That's like a big win, I guess, for the Michigan.
Oh, Jordan brand, too.
That's right.
I'm turning this thing into a conspiracy.
Yeah.
There's another one about the shirts. 2023 champs accomplished every goal. So, as you can see, it's all railing on Ohio State losing to Michigan, the entire message board. There's another one with 4 and O, and the O is a state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like they're claiming some sort of national championship.
That's what fans are going to do. They're going to cope.
It's the entire page.
But what did Ohio State fans do last year? What did Ohio State fans do last year about Michigan winning the national championship? Called them cheats.
Yes.
Called them frauds.
Absolutely.
Asterisk.
By the way, I did not. I did not. And I know I had a tweet yesterday kind of joking about that. I did not. I came on the air and I did not do the sour grapes Ohio State thing. But you're right. That is exactly
To me, that's the fun of college football. It's petty. It's a sport that's made to be petty, played between states. And it's supposed to be like that on a message board. I'm glad Michigan, that means it's healthy. I'm glad Michigan fans are bitter like that. I'm glad Ohio State fans were bitter last year. I think it will protect the rivalry. I just don't want to get anybody twisted like Keith. And I don't know, Keith's a Michigan fan, but he's like, well, there's people out there. I go, is there enough to talk about it? I can get any, I'm sure in any population of people, I can get an idiot to agree with me on some of the craziest stuff. It doesn't mean I really believe it or I want to fan that flame. Mm. I think that by now, even the person, I know there was a guy who called into Baskin and Phelps and said that last week, that winning the national championship doesn't matter. They already lost to Michigan. First off, the guy sounded like he was about 1,000 years old.
Young person would think that.
Second of all, even the guy who sounded like he was 1,000 years old probably changed his mind last night. Probably changed his mind.
I'm with you.
Yeah, probably. He probably saw everybody celebrate and saw Ryan Day day where he took that headset off and he didn't just throw the headset. I think he was throwing just all that baggage, the born on third base baggage, all of it to some other stratosphere. Like that's what that represented to me. He looked so in his element. You could see why his players loved him. It did. It spoke a lot to me. Yes. I went from questioning Ryan Day to loving him. To even though he still colors his beard, yeah. I love when football guys do that. I love it when any coach of any means can, in any level, I should say, drop the facade and be himself.
Is the win, the national championship win, enough for a guy like Jack Sawyer, who never beat Michigan?
Yeah, it should be.
Is it enough to make that go away?
There will be a little bit of a tinge. There will be a little bit of a tinge.
Live in his mind.
Yeah. There will be a little bit.
He grew up in Westerville.
I think there's different levels. Like, yeah, Troy Smith, yeah, you guys lost the national championship, but you engineered some of the best comebacks I've ever seen, or the comeback, best comeback I've ever seen. I mean, that was what, 21-12? What was it? No, was it 24-12? I think it was the score at that time. And they came all the way back and won that football game. I thought they were dead. Ohio State was dead. I mean, their offense really didn't move that entire game. And Troy Smith, Anthony Gonzalez let him back.
That's crazy.
So you have wins over Michigan, and that's great. But like for Jack Sawyer, yeah, you never got it done against Michigan. You also won a national championship. They don't hand them out. And you won it in an era where it's not voted on anymore. Like you had to go through the gauntlet to win it.
Played 16 games this year.
If there's anybody still alive from the old voted on era who still fights for it, like there's conversation and mystery around most of these championships, about most of these winners. I mean, you look back, there are Notre Dame fans who believe Lou Holtz should have had three national championships, not just the one he had in 1988. He should have had two more. And I think they have a very strong case to make there. I think that there's definitely people who believe that Penn State shouldn't have been national champions of, what, 86, I want to say? Or should have been playing for a national championship one of those years. I think that there's definitely some conversation to be had about it. But, you know, you want it the hard way. You should enjoy it.
So how much?
You should really enjoy it.
So.
And you're a legend.
How does the conversation now change for Ryan Day, who had, coming into this game, the insane winning percentage? How much credit is he going to get?
Well, now...
You know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, it's Chip Kelly's offense now. It's, you know, Chip Kelly, they bring him in.
Head coach is the head coach.
The defense... Like, Ryan Day's not calling the plays, and Ryan Day is not calling the defenses.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So how much credit will he, in the end, truly get?
Head coach is a head coach. You get most of the blame, you get most of the credit. That's how it works.
But does it seem like that? Does it seem like everybody...
If there is somebody who really has something strong against Ryan Day, they'll make that argument. I don't think any fan, unless they've just said things that they refuse to take back, and there's always stubborn people out there, unless they've said stuff they just refuse to take back on Ryan Day.
See, here's the hard thing about Ryan Day, and this is where it's going to be tough for him to make up ground on some of these other coaches. Somebody like, and now he's got as many national championships at Ohio State as Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel was at Youngstown State and then ended up at Ohio State. There's a before and a during, and you know, the after has nothing to do with football. Urban Meyer, you got to see him take these steps to get up to the top. Nick Saban, all sorts of crazy steps.
He was 44 years old, still coaching at Michigan State. What did you say Saban was his first national championship? 52?
Yeah, 52 or 53.
52.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here's the problem. He just inherited this massive machine. So he's already not going to get a lot of credit because he didn't build the program. He just maintained the program. Mm-hmm. And now he's taken it, you know, the NIL era. Is he taking it to another level? I don't know. Maybe some people would disagree on that, but they did win a playoff national championship.
I think there's so much more to be said and so much more to be written about him. And like Dennis Dodd, I don't know. He had problems with my questions, obviously, but I still respect Dennis Dodd. There's no NFL job right now or in the near future that comes close to the job at Ohio State. So I think it's there if he wants it to be there, unless he feels he needs to be challenged. Well, why would he feel like he needs to be challenged? Well, he's won more. Because I could look back on it. Say he wins two more national championships. How many does Saban have altogether? Seven?
Jeez.
Seven? Is it seven or eight?
I'm with you. I stop keeping track. But once, like, you get so many, how many does Belichick have?
Say he's got, so Saban has, say Saban six. Has six? No, I thought he has one. He has one at LSU.
Belichick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different.
I'm just saying, I lose track.
Saban has seven.
Okay, Saban has seven. If Ryan Day
one
wins.
One MAC title.
If he wins two more. never mind. If Ryan Day wins two more.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think I can make the argument more impressive than Nick Saban. At least I can't right now.
But how about if he wins a second at Ohio State? He now has done more than Urban Meyer did at Ohio State. How crazy is that?
Yes, I think.
It makes Urban Meyer, by the way, it'll make Urban Meyer's tenure look disappointing.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If he wins a second?
I think if you would have looked at Urban Meyer and said, give me a chance, if I would have had a chance outside of the top four, and I could have lost to Michigan State and had a chance to do it.
These guys didn't get that chance. John Cooper didn't get that chance.
There's a lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda. Yeah. I don't think you'll ever look at Urban Meyer's tenure at Ohio State and say disappointment. There's no way that word ever gets brought up. I don't. But
that blowout loss to Clemson,
that was bad. But I still don't think any guy's tenure at Ohio State like that.
Who was the quarterback of that Clemson team?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Statistically, not that great
in that game.
But I think he did run for two in that game. So I think he overall had three touchdowns. And that was a dismantling at that time.
Jeez.
And that was weird because Urban Meyer team really doesn't have a dismantling like
in
that.
In a huge, huge game.
But that, again, that goes to show you how different the game used to be, where, again, Dabo Swinney was great there. Now you're looking at
no
a 10-win season.
No one's afraid of Clemson now.
Yeah, no one's really afraid of Clemson. There's so much more history. So, like, I look at Ryan Day. He's got his one. That's great. If he gets two or three, I think then you start to – you have the argument, is it harder for Day than it was for Urban? Is it harder for Day if he gets four? I mean, you got to come close to be able to give me that argument for Ryan Day versus like Nick Saban or something like that. Like they're not even in the same neighborhood right now. They're both national champions. That's great. You can never take that away. But, you know, Murray Warmoth is a one-time national champion. You know, I've read that book. There's plenty of guys who've won one-off national championships, and some are remembered fondly and some aren't remembered at all. You know, Don James has a national champion. That comes with a little bit of controversy. Coach Mack, who just passed away, that people had some controversial opinions about that. There's one. I mean, Lloyd Carr has a national championship.
Half.
Okay, Lloyd Carr has a national. But that, there you go. That's part of it. Well, if you get more, then, yeah, you get more. And you would say, well, it wasn't voted on. He had to go out there and earn it. All right, well, let's
Gene Chizik.
We'll have that argument. Exactly, yeah. Did Gus Malzahn get one? Did Gus Malzahn have a national championship?
I don't think
so. With Auburn?
I don't think so.
Was he the coach of Cam Newton?
Well, it wasn't. Wait a minute. Gene was the coach of Cam Newton, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
And then Ed Orgeron?
Hold on. Gus Malzahn.
I don't know.
Gus
Malzahn was a high school coach when I lived in Little Rock, and that's how I always view him, as a high school coach.
No, he has an SEC championship. I beg your pardon. He won one with Auburn. There you go. My bad. He didn't win a national championship. He's coach of the year in 2013. I'll be dipped. Yeah, but Gene Chizik. Yeah, Gene Chizik. Yeah, so he's got a little bit of ways to go. But I was happy for the Ohio State fans that I know. I think next year... I don't know, man. My son's an Ohio State fan. Am I going to sit there and root against Ohio State right in front of my son? No, I don't hate Ohio State either. I know you guys play. I think you guys play that enough where people believe that clip. I believe that's an actual clip and not a doctored clip.
It's not?
But I certainly I'm happy for my friends that are Ohio State fans. Now, I'll tell you this. If Notre Dame plays anybody else in the national championship game, I'm going to be pulling for Notre Dame like crazy. For Ohio State fans who won't do that, that's fine. I don't care. I wanted to be right last night, so I couldn't help but pull for Ohio State.
The top 25, you know, is out. The final top 25, and Notre Dame's number two, obviously. Oregon's number three. What the hell do you say about Oregon's season? what a weird – they were the best team – They were undefeated.
They
didn't get a home game. They did not get the home
Michigan
game.
Michigan beating them screwed them. Because Ohio State, you wouldn't have met Ohio State till later. You met Ohio State second round. Mm-hmm. They had sharpened their iron. You had time off.
Yeah.
I know bye weeks can help, but I don't know if they always help in these cases. Ohio State, God, it refocused them so much.
Yeah.
And then the second round. You meet Ohio State in your first playoff game and you get beat, and it doesn't even look like a competitive game. And you go from the only dominant looking team in college football. Think about that. Ohio State obviously did not win them all, had times where they didn't look too great. Texas had times where they didn't look too great. Oregon was the only team. You can make an argument against Boise. But really, they were the only team that I thought from beginning to end, they were challenged a couple times, but looked good every week. And Ohio State could not say that. Neither could Texas. Neither could anybody else. And damn, that day at the Rose Bowl, Ohio State is still scoring touchdowns. I cannot believe how easy it was.
Maybe the writing was on the wall, similarly to how Ohio State in 2006 gave up a ton of yards and points to Michigan. In that Big Ten championship, in just the game.
Yeah.
Maybe a chink in the armor against Penn State, allowing Penn State to go up and down the field with them.
You're talking about Oregon?
Oregon. The Big Ten championship game this year. Maybe that is a precursor that gave Ohio State some ideas, possibly. Like, oh, they can't they couldn't cover the Penn State guys.
Because, you know, you're putting – it's very hard to hide things in games of that magnitude. Even though if you would have lost that game, you would have been still in the playoff.
Yeah.
You know, either whoever was in that game was going to the playoff no matter what. So even if Oregon would have lost that game, they still would have been okay. So I guess they could have hit some things if they wanted to, but I don't know how much you hide because you're trying to win the game. You're trying to win a Big Ten championship. Like, you still have the Big Ten champion.
You would have had your,
it still stands for something.
You would have lost your bye. Now, I guess we should ask how significant byes are in football. Did you think Kansas City was what's the word? Rusty?
No.
Yeah, they are rusty at all.
I think the machine keeps churning.
So there's you know, you saw a lot of coaches were quoted this year going, I don't even know if the bye week helps you.
I have one for you. We don't have the music and I don't want the music. Power rank the Buckeyes coaches. Head coaches. Where does Ryan Day fall already?
All time. Well,
Woody's number one.
Yeah. But where does Paul Brown fit in?
Was Paul Brown there long enough to be...
He won a national championship.
Yeah. He did do that. Because, you know, I think you have to look at their time at Ohio State, not in totality. That's why I say... Woody Hayes could not have been an NFL head coach. We all agree with that, right?
He would have gotten punched in the
face.
Do
you think that Jim Brown would have sat there he barely gave Paul Brown the time of the day, let alone Woody Hayes. Could you imagine that? Do you disagree?
No, I think Woody Hayes would have socked him in the face.
Woody Hayes probably would have tried to fist fight him. He was the national champion in 1942. Is Paul Brown number two? Or you have to think about just Ohio State, not in totality of everything they did.
Yeah,
because Paul Brown would be number one if you thought of totality of everything that you think. Woody's number one.
Oh, Woody's number one.
Well, we're just talking about greatest coaches.
If we're just talking about at Ohio State, I think Woody's one and Tressel's two.
I agree with you. Woody won.
So I think Urban. Urban had the program at a higher level than Tressel did. I have more of a fondness for Tressel. Part of it, I was there. So,
but this this is college football though, and it matters more to have. The esprit de corps, which is Latin for, you know.
Can I ask that question tomorrow and see what people do? I hate to just leave it up to polls, but
yeah.
I think it's tough. I think it's tough to say Tressel number. It's easy for a guy like me to say Tressel number two because he was the last time I loved Ohio State football. Like, I grew up, I read about Woody Hayes, I studied the history. Like, I knew what type of truck he drove. Like, I loved Woody Hayes, worshipped at the altar. So Woody's easy to be number one. I was never around. I wasn't alive in 1978. So I don't know about the punch or any of the criticism or any of the detractors there. I didn't know that there was a season in the 60s where it was kind of touch or go and that people were starting to get a little bit about Woody. I didn't know any of that. They wrote about that in 11 Warriors. So it's easy for me to say Woody won. It's very easy for me to say Urban or Jim 2, Jim Tressel 2. But is Urban 2?
People will lump the Florida stuff in with Urban, so that's hard. But then can I lump the Youngstown State stuff with
there
Tressel?
You go.
No one will care because it's not D1. You know, it's not the big boys.
That goes back though. Lumping the Paul Brown stuff in there, it's the same reason that Steelers fans give you no respect for your championships right before the Super Bowl era. He was winning leagues that had 8 and 12 teams in it.
Yeah, but he was also a guy who could go out there and most guys try to prove a point against teams that are like their talent and they fail miserably.
Day.
I mean, he's famous for not throwing in a game to prove a point and beating another NFL team. I mean, that's NFL football. I know it's a bygone era. I know it's a different era, but to be able to do that, I thought was different. But that's a mix of both. If we were going to mix both, I don't think Woody would have been a good NFL coach whatsoever. Paul Brown obviously was a good professional coach.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Tressel beat much better Michigan teams, right, than Urban did?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Now, at the end, the last few, Tressel, you know, it was against... Who was the San Diego State coach? What was his name? Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then their program, Kareem.
Well, yes. Well, I find... That's why I do make the separation. Like, somebody got into it with me because I said that Jim Tressel was the father of modern Ohio State football. Woody Hayes is the father of Ohio State football as we see it. Remember, they went from Paul Brown to, I believe, Wes Fessler, who stepped away from the job because there was too much pressure on him to win. And then they got to Woody Hayes, and we have what we had. But I think a lot of us remember that's like, okay, Cooper was a good recruiter. Bruce was Bruce. No offense to the late, great Earl Bruce.
The 98 Ohio State team, the 95, 96 Ohio State teams, they were good enough to win national championships.
But you had a guy who brought in and made them care and made them play to a higher level. Jim Tressel was able to do that. That's why I call him the father of the modern Ohio State football, the coast-to-coast recruiting Ohio State football. The brand sells itself Ohio State football.
What Urban did was make a lot of the Saturdays, a lot of those games
pointless.
Were like, do we even need to? Like, I remember going to Ohio State games, going to a few of those, and we'd be up so much at halftime. And I'm like, man, I came here for the Ohio State game, and it's over.
You thought that Urban's the worst coach in Ohio State?
Well, because in a way, and I know we're running out of time.
And
we
he made
go.
Recruiting. I stopped paying attention to recruiting because he was so dominant. We got so many good players. Yeah. I'm like, he'll just do it. When Jim Tressel got a 5-star, I was like, oh boy,
it was a big deal. Terrell Pryor was a totally different animal because it was his own signing day, Jeanette, Pennsylvania, the whole thing. But I think with Urban, game day has not been game day except with the big ones ever since.
Yeah, it changed
because there was always like a chance. There was always this like you respected every opponent. Now, I mean, maybe it's going to be that way again with the NIL. But again, who's Ryan Day lost to? He's only lost to Michigan.
Yeah,
like Penn State. You go into Penn State. Penn State's a good program. You go into Penn State, you expect to win.
We win every time.
You expect to be a little tighter than the other ones. Yeah. But you expect to win. The other teams, Indiana, did you really take Indiana that seriously?
No, never.
No. There were people, I think, questioning Ryan Day who took Indiana seriously. No offense to Kurt Cignetti or Curtis Rourke. I did not take him that seriously, and they played like that. But there's so many of these games where you just go in, it's like, ho-hum, going to a Buckeyes game just for the novelty of going to a Buckeyes game. You don't get the type of feeling that you would get because they've been so dominant. They shouldn't apologize for that. It's not their fault. Nobody could meet their standard. That's why I hope NIL does that. But at that time, though, you're with that sentence being said, you're going to risk losing some more games. But now that you have a playoff, you can stand to lose a couple and still get in.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.